Mr. Belafonte. It's Mayo. Mayo. Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem.
Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today. On the web at sandersground.com.
Good morning, Melinda.
Hey, good morning.
I'm sorry, Melinda. What did you say? My bad.
That's okay. I'm hearing so much excitement in your voices. I don't know if it's that you're back from vacation, Bahama Mamas from Family Market, or the fact that football season is getting close.
I think maybe all those combined. We do have tans. We have deep tans.
Yeah.
We're proud about that.
Sure are. That's, you know, it's the little things these days, Melinda.
Yeah, it is. We're glad to be back, and it was fun to watch football practice yesterday. I tell you, that's the first full practice I've watched in a while. Got the itch a little bit, even though, of course, it was so funny. People were coming up to me like, dude, what's the deal? You got black jeans on black T-shirt. It's 1,000 degrees out of here. It was definitely hot, man. It was, Melinda, it was a hot day, legit hot, even up in northwest Arkansas.
Yeah, legit hot. I think that's a meteorological term right there, legit hot. I like it. this is that time of year. I'll start to get questions here in a few weeks about, you know, when are we going to get some cooler weather? And the answer is not anytime soon. And I really think the lack of rain we've seen, the ground is drying out now, so it may not be as humid as some of the days we've already seen, but it's going to be plenty hot. Really, looking out to the next 7 days, we're looking at 99 degrees today, putting the heat index up around 100, 98, 97, really through the weekend into next week, kind of right up there knocking on the door of 100 degrees just about every day, and the rain chance is just really small, 20%. I think the best chance we have is tomorrow on Friday. That's a 30% chance, so it's going to be dry too. So everybody just buckle up.
Yeah, 2026 has been a dry year for the most part so far. Same thing with hurricane season, quiet so far. And that's fine too. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, exactly. It's been remarkably quiet for hurricane season. And this time of year for us, it really, sometimes it takes a tropical system, you know, coming up. We don't want it to do damage, but a lot of times that's when we get any good summer rain that we're going to get is from kind of a dying system that's coming up from the Gulf for us. We're not even seeing that. Guys, we've only had two named storms. That's Arthur and Bertha. We haven't even got to the sea yet, which would be Cristobal, so we have not seen that form. I don't know if we're going to get to the eye, which we were going to have fun with Isaias. Hasn't happened yet. 2026 has been so dry. May was the only month that was above average. The last 9 out of 10 months have all been below average for rain, so it is getting dry.
I know you're a big Razorback fan. I was thinking real quick, guys, so off the top of my head, of the teams that we play from the SEC, I'm just doing this quickly off the top of my head, seven of the nine are in the top 25. The only two that are not would be South Carolina and Vanderbilt. Is that correct? Just quickly off the top of my head.
Talking about baseball or football?
Football. Of the nine teams we play, seven are in the top 25. So maybe I'm missing one there. Because Utah.
Didn't you read them off the other day?
I did. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. The only ones, South Carolina and Vanderbilt, who we play, are not the top 25. I think every other SEC team that we play is in. Then we also have Utah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, the question would be, Belinda, you know, you're trying to say where can you find the W's. Obviously, you have a better chance against, you know, maybe you can sneak up on a South Carolina team that's got some talent, got a really talented quarterback, or a Vanderbilt team who's lost their quarterback but is really improving as a program. I mean, there's no team out there you can say we're going to win for sure. But maybe you sneak up on them. But listen, I'm encouraged what I saw yesterday. Just to think, this team I think is gonna play harder and it's gonna be coached
That's
up.
Good.
I think,
That's
yeah.
Good. You know, because I'm telling you, I'm sorry, I won't take much of your time. But just based on what you just said, was this time, either last year or the year before, you were frightened. You frightened everybody with your comments about the football team by going, I don't know, boys.
Yeah, just the defense.
Everything, yeah.
Wow. Melinda, you know, you couldn't even go, 2 months in your retirement, and they're already doing promos, Justin. I don't know if you've seen it because Justin's been on the road a bunch. But, Roger, there's already new promos for Melinda coming back to fill in. It's like, wow, you didn't even allow give her 6 months away, and you got her back working again.
As if we didn't make you sick enough of me for that month-long goodbye. Now it's at least a full week of welcome back. So I'm going to do Good Morning Arkansas, the 9 to 10 o'clock show next week. That just shows how desperate they are. We've got Ansley still on maternity leave. Steve Powell's oldest son, Charlie, who I remember when he was born, is graduating from West Point. The West Point. So, of course, yeah, how about that? I mean, how proud of dad and mom is that? But they're going to be going up there, so I'm going to fill in and keep their seats warm. So, yeah, our promotions guy said, hey, we're going to play this funny little thing where we call you, like, on the hotline, and you answer hanging out at your pool. And I was like, sure. And then he said, and then we're going to have you spin like Wonder Woman, so that you change into the clothes for hosting. And I thought that was a joke until he showed up at my house and said, okay, now stand up and spin. I'm like, what? So we did it. It was kind of fun. But I'll be there Friday to kind of talk about it. And then next week as well, I'll be hosting every day. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm honored that they would ask me back.
So, of course. I did want to ask, I don't know about Roger, even though Roger and I have done the show for a long time and been friends. I don't know, and I don't know about Justin. Line dancing. Do you know how to line dance, Rog?
No.
Justin Moore, do you know how to line dance?
I do.
Okay, give me your specialty. Is there one like Texas Two-Step? Is that the big one? Is that the most well-known one?
Cotton Eye Joe.
The two-step is not a line dance, first of all.
Oh, it's not? Okay.
No. Probably the most notable would be the electric slide,
okay.
I would think.
I've heard of that one.
I forget. It's been 30 years since I've done it, probably. So I couldn't tell you what the names are now, but it's been a while. But there used to be a line dancing place, club kind of thing.
Yeah.
In Malvern when I was growing up. And I remember getting my ropers on with the tassel and my rope belt, you know, on and the whole bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, so, Melinda, so I wish I could line dance. I don't know how. I think it always looks fun. What's the place, Electric Cowboy, and what was it when Bob Robbins used to be out there? What was it called?
I think they do it at D's.
Was it? BJ's.
Didn't they do it at D's?
Shush.
Radio.
I would love to be able to do that. It didn't look that difficult, but it looks so much fun to be able. So, Melinda, you're teaching classes, is that right?
We're going to start in 10 days, August 16th. Let me tell you guys, come on. This is the most low-pressure environment ever. You guys have been to the V, I call it, the VFW over there on Canis Road. Just such a friendly place. So we said, hey, let's just get anybody who wants to come to learn line dances. We're going to raise a little bit of money for the VFW. So, Justin, you're exactly right. We're going to start with the electric slide because it is said to be the easiest. It's the one that's done the most at clubs, at weddings. So we're going to start with that. And I've heard a lot of the ladies who've already signed up say, you know, this is just a little bit of exercise. Get me up on my feet. They say it's good for balance, which as we get into our 50s and 60s, sometimes we kind of start to lose that. So we're just really looking forward to it. We've had a huge response. All the information is on my Facebook page. I think we'll learn the wobble at some point because that's another one that's done a lot.
Kate can do that one. I don't even attempt.
Are those country songs though? Do you do country songs?
The wobble's not. But
okay,
yeah,
I didn't think it was. Okay.
The other line dancer normally you do. Melinda knows more about it than I do.
A little bit of both. Some of it kind of goes to some hip-hop songs, but like the Electric Slide, you can do that to almost anything. So we're going to do it to the song that it was really written for, but then we're going to do it to some country songs, too, just to do both.
That's Justin. That's Justin saying that. All right, thank you, fine sponsors there, Melinda.
We will do that. Thank you to Sanders Ground. Let me tell you, when the camera crew came to do the Wonder Woman promo, he wanted to back up a little bit, and he looked in my grass, and I'm not kidding. He said, "This looks like grass I'm not supposed to step in." And I said, "Step into my grass. It's wonderful because it's from Sanders Ground Essentials. They're actually coming today. My guy Chris will be here today, and you could also sign up for the shrubbery and flower bed program, so that's what they'll be working on today. So it's 315-93-95. Give them a call.
All right, Melinda, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Hey, go on.